Welcome back to Pesukei Daf. We are on Shabbos Daf Samach. Daf Samach only has one pasuk, and that appears on Daf Samach on Amud Aleph towards the top. It is a pasuk in Bamidbar Lamed Aleph Nun Aleph. The pasuk reads as follows: Vayikach Moshe vel Ozor haKohen es haZohav meItom kol kli maaseh. That Moshe and Elazar now took the gold, all the full, complete vessels from Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara uses this pasuk very simply to explain the difference between the notion of a kli when it comes to Tumah and the notion of a kli when it comes to Shabbos. For Shabbos, the requirement is masoi, being a burden. Therefore, you give a mechalek whether it's a tachshit or not. However, when it comes to a din of Tumah and Tahara, the din is kli based on this pasuk. What is this pasuk talking about exactly? So, interestingly enough, this goes back to a very fascinating war which occurred in Parshas Matos. Following the sin of Baal Peor, where the Midianites and the Moabites sent their daughters based on the advice of Bilam to entice Bnei Israel first to immorality and then to Avodah Zorah, and they succeeded in such, a plague ensued, killing tens of thousands of people, until Pinchas got up and was able to stop the plague by killing Zimri and Cosby. After all of this settled down, the revenge was now to be exacted, and Israel sent out their army. They sent out 12,000 troops to go fight against the Midianites. They did not fight against the Moabites for particular reasons. After all of this happens, we learn a lot about the halachas of Hagolas Kalim, which from this section. But following that, there is a tax which is levied from those who fought. Moshe Rabbeinu explains that what they do is, of all the loot that was taken from Midian, they divided it in half for Chatziso Samal Koyach. And what they do is they now saw as Roish Hamal Koyach Hashvibo Adom HaBameimah. There's going to be a tax which is going to go to the Mishkan. What happens is that the warriors who fought would be able to keep what they fought for, or half of what they fought for, with the tax of 1/500 would go to the Mishkan. So it would be Echad Nefesh Mechamesh Mi'os Min Adomim Mi'abakom Mi'amechamorim Mi'natzoyim. However, from the half that went to the people who are not at war, the rest of Bnei Israel, Echad Achuz Minachamishim, be 1 out of 50. So it would be a higher tax levied because they were less involved in the war effort. And so it is, and the Psukim go on to describe the numbers that was taken, the numbers that were donated to the Mishkan. At the very end of this is a description of the Kli Zohav and the Kli Maaseh. What actually happens to all of these kalim? What ends up happening to them? So at the end of the perek, which is pasuk mem nun dalet, it tells us vayikach Moshe ve'Elazar haKohen es hazahav me'es sarei alafim v'sameiois vayavio Yisrael al moed zikaron livnei Yisrael lifnei Hashem. It was placed in the tent of meeting in the Mishkan as a remembrance in front of Bnei Yisrael, in front of Hashem. What does a remembrance mean? So the Ramban explains in his Pirush on the Torah that they turn them into clay shares. And the reason is that every time that they would see these klisharis, when they would come to the Mishkan, they would remember the sin of Baal Peor and the atonement they had to have by killing the Midianites because of this terrible sin. It is also worth noting that at the beginning of the section where the tax is levied to the Mishkan, the Vilna Gaon, as quoted in Aderes Eliyahu on the Torah, describes that there is not just simply a physical description of what happened then, but there is also a spiritual description. Sometimes we go to war. Sometimes we have a war within ourselves. We make mistakes and we have to exorcise some of those elements which created the problem in the first place. And when we do that, when we dig out those elements of self, we need to saw es roish malkoyach hashvibo adam. We need to take out what we can, the captivity, and elevate it, which means that even in negative aspects of our own personality, when we are cleaning it, when we are cleansing it, when we are removing it, we need to remember that there's aspects of it which can, the klipos, the darker parts of the personality, which can be expunged in a way that they can be purified as well. The gold of the Midianites can actually serve in the Mishkan itself. Very complex idea, sometimes can be a dangerous idea if misappropriated, as people during history did, as an example, Shabtai Tzvi. But the idea is at core true, which is that when you fight against negative forces, whether it be externally or internally, there is always something good which can be learned from them as well. This concludes today's section. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.